Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to What Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Josh.
Hello, Scott.
Josh, my friend, the second time in the day for the old news, the old leaks, the old talking points left, right and centre, because Call of Duty's in a bit of a state, apparently.
It is a little bit, Scott. You know, you can call me a long-running BBC TV series because have I got news for you. According to notorious Call of Duty insider Tom Henderson, who has been doing the rounds as of late because he in part leaked some of the stuff about the upcoming 2021 Call of Duty, which is dubbed World War II Vanguard, and it's been made by Sledgehammer Games. He's been doing the rounds over the past week because he recently on Twitter described the development of the upcoming game as an effing disaster, and he went into a bit more detail in his newsletter last week, going into why it's in such a seriously dangerous state. And mostly that has to do with the knock-on effect of Black Ops Cold War, because that originally was supposed to be made by Sledgehammer Games in collaboration with Raven Software. Like, it was their turn to make a Call of Duty. Call of Duty had previously been on a 3-year development cycle, so you'd get one by Treyarch, one by Infinity Ward, and then one by Sledgehammer in this case. It was a collab. That went to complete tits a few years ago, and Treyarch were essentially...
Never mind the buzzbox, it just went to complete tits. Carry on.
No, it went to complete tits. Then Treyarch was called in to essentially salvage it. It was retrofitted into a Black Ops game, and then we got Cold War. So, since then, according to Tom Henderson, since August 2019, Sledgehammer Games has been working on Call of Duty World War II Vanguard. So that only gives it a little bit over 2 years in development by the time it releases this fall, and apparently Activision do want it to release this fall. Obviously, that's a year less than these games usually get, so it's already against the wire. You throw on top, obviously, the realities of working through a pandemic. I mean, literally, but just before we started recording this, Deathloop just got another delay because all of these studios are struggling to adapt. Most of them are just going, look, we're not going to hit these windows. We're going to push it to next year. We're going to push it a few months or whatever. Mm-hmm. But obviously, Activision will not want to do that. Activision has had an annual Call of Duty for like 15 years now, if not longer. And it seems like they're not going to budge. So, you know, the time constraints combined with the constraints of, you know, just working through this entire thing, it's resulting in a game that is essentially, you know, putting the tracks down as the train is going. There's a little bit more, but I want to stop talking for a brief second and ask you what you think.
Okay, yeah, that was my thing. I was like, what's it going to take? Like, if a global pandemic doesn't make them sort of sit back and go, maybe you want a little bit more time. If Cyberpunk 2077 doesn't do it, then I don't know what does. And I don't know if they just, at this stage, like you said, they've been doing annual releases for so long that that just is the norm. And there'll be some suited up number cruncher type person who, like, you know, the archetypal marketing chap or whatever, or chapette, who needs to hit that date because that's the thing. That's Call of Duty. We have one every year. Can't possibly miss it. The fans expect it, you know, and I get all that, but I think that there is the harsh reality of the if you're going to force a game through, we know exactly what that's going to look like. Yeah. And so far, there's not been a high-profile Call of Duty disaster on the level of a Cyberpunk 2077. And it makes you wonder, you know, whether something like that would happen if it does just get pushed through, or whether they would just keep like, you know, slicing off components so that they can still release something at launch. Because as far as I know, Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War, that was meant to be a sort of different game. It got sliced and kicked and punched into the form that we got last year. And that game is I mean, it's fine, but it's very forgettable. I feel like it's kind of just in the shadow of Modern Warfare. It just felt like an arbitrary Call of Duty that was released for the sake of it. And I mean, to a lot of people who obviously don't follow Call of Duty, like me and you play them every year, but I know to a lot of people, Call of Duty is already that franchise that just hits that annual date, and it is an arbitrary thing. But I think one of the worst things, one of the most damaging things to the brand would be for that side of it to be completely acknowledged by Activision, where they just go, we just need to tick a box. Like, we just need to have something on a given year, and that's what needs to come out. It is like interesting though, because WWE 2K20 or maybe 2K21, whatever the last main one was, the previous one was so bad that 2K eventually stepped in and said, okay, we can't release another one, we're gonna have to take a year off. And then last year we got WWE Battlegrounds instead. So you know, this idea of like, you know, big AAA annual releases, like, it's not without precedent that you know, these tent poles have been shifted. And I think the vast majority of people would be totally fine with it, considering what we've all been through. Like, just take a year off, polish it up, do a Call of Duty that's actually worth £60-70 again.
Totally. I mean, I honestly feel bad for the people working on Call of Duty at the moment across all studios, because it's been this way since Black Ops 3. If you go back to the development of Black Ops 3, there are huge exposés about how rushed that development was, how there were a bunch of issues. And then Modern Warfare was kind of an anomaly, but then obviously everything went to crap on Black Ops Cold War. It seems to be continuing here. And it's like, no matter what studio you're working for, it almost seems like you're down to the wire. And it's so weird, because Call of Duty is this massive franchise and makes so much money. But then perhaps because it makes so much money, Activision is not wanting to mess with it at all and just wants to get these games out at all costs. But ultimately, that's going to have an effect. And I think, unlike Cyberpunk or WWE, Call of Duty hasn't really had that big flop. There's been games that haven't hit as strong as the rest, for sure. You know, a lot of people didn't like Infinite Warfare, that had huge downvotes when the trailer was released. A lot of people didn't really like Call of Duty Ghosts, and there was some backlash to Black Ops 3.
I don't think you said that as if, like, Ghosts is this, because, like, for me, Ghosts is the one that gets, like, so trodden on, but I know you're, like, a big Ghost defender. It's like, no, it's good, it's got stuff to it.
I wouldn't say I was a Ghost defender, right? I think it's one of the weakest ones, but it still sold pretty well, and people weren't speaking with their wallets in the same way people did, like, when the drop-off came for Cyberpunk or WWE or anything like that. There wasn't, like, a backlash on that level, is what I mean. You know, most people just went, well, it's another Call of Duty, I'm going to buy it, you know, and that was enough for them to keep pumping them out. And with Warzone especially, which is this huge moneymaker at this moment in time, I wonder whether they're wanting something out at the end of this year just to kind of, like, keep that going with more content, more reasons for people to jump in, because usually, you know, when a Call of Duty comes out now, you've got at the main screen, it's like campaign, multiplayer, Warzone at the end. So it's a way to kind of bolster that. And Tom Henderson did have a few more things to say in his newsletter. He did confirm that there would be some integration with Warzone when it comes to World War II Vanguard, but it wouldn't be a new map. There's certainly no World War II themed map, according to him, coming in 2021. He said there might be one in around this time next year, but that won't be a proper Battle Royale map. It'll be closer to Rebirth Island, which is currently in the game, but that's a smaller, like, the player count's in half, it's much faster. It's more of a novelty than the main attraction. And he also says that Activision apparently knows that this new game won't sell as well as the previous games, so they're looking to incentivize in-game purchases, which, judging on the publisher's past history, if this is true, it doesn't really bode well for the longevity of the game, because, you know, you'd hope that they got away from that stuff with the extreme backlash to it being in World War II and then Black Ops 3. So I don't want that to happen at all. But again, I just want to reiterate that for me, this is definitely an Activision problem and not the developer's problem, because, you know, we're all struggling working from home as it is. This game's had 2 years when it should have had three, and ultimately it's on the people at the very top to delay it and recognize that there are problems rather than rush out a potentially disastrous game as it's been described here.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's like you said, everyone, I think everyone sides with the devs, like, every time there's been any delay announcement or whatever, especially given even before the pandemic stuff, it was like, look, just take your time. Like, you don't need to be beholden to marketing dates. Like, it's fine. You know, the state of the game that we play on day one is the most important version anyway. The first impression, I mean, it's that whole conversation around, like, you know, patching and fixing a game over time is a whole thing that obviously No Man's Sky proved wrong and whatever else. But I think that it's just, you don't need to be that beholden to marketing dates when we've all been through the year that we've been through. It's very much a shared experience, in, you know, for better or worse. We've all been through it collectively, and we all understand that things need to be pushed back. But yeah, I mean, that whole thing of them exploring the microtransactions, the paid elements, the monetizable stuff. Obviously, the connection is the last Call of Duty World War II had the loot boxes falling from the sky on Normandy Beach, which was just a ridiculous looking thing. But also, if part of the report is them looking into that stuff, my cynical business brain goes to the idea of what's the smallest amount of content we can put out as a Call of Duty, as an annual Call of Duty, so we still hit that yearly window, we still get to say the Call of Duty 2021 is still coming. What's the minimum amount of stuff that we can do, and then we can maybe even make it free to play and monetize everything on the side, you know, Call of Duty mobile style or whatever. That would be one of the questions that I have, because if you're the people at the top and you're determined to hit this release window, then you know, what is the minimum Call of Duty that you can release? Because they've done Warzone for free. Like I said, they've done Call of Duty Mobile before. There's different DLC packs. There's different re-releases of old games. And like, I just kind of wonder what that is. Like, do you think the marketing just comes first regardless for them?
I think so, because, you know, at the end of the day, there are so many casual fans that people are going to buy it. And even if they might not like this year's, they've already paid the money for it, and they probably will return next year for a different flavor. I mean, I think we've already seen an extent of that, like you said. What's the minimum Call of Duty that we can push out and still sell it as a main release in Cold War, you know? Because I think even if you hate Modern Warfare, which came out in 2019, you have to agree that that thing was like packed with content. It had a robust campaign. It had a bunch of new game modes. It had a lot of maps. It was supported after launch with battle passes, new weapons, maps and stuff like that. When Cold War came out, that launched with fewer maps. It launched with only one zombies map, for instance, and a lot of the weapons were holdovers either from the last game or previous Black Ops games. So you could sort of see where kind of like corners were being cut. Some maps were multi-purpose. You'd have, you know, an 8v8 or 6v6 version of it, and then you'd have a bigger version of it, and they'd be classed as like two separate ones. So we already kind of like got a taste for that, and a lot of people didn't really like it. But hopefully, you know, hopefully Activision can kind of like see that there's, if there is a problem, that there is a problem, and kind of like throw all hands on deck and like delay it if they have to, and ultimately just make a good game without sacrificing, you know, the developer and the human side of it, because it's it's a Call of Duty at the end of the day, and as good as it's going to be, you know, it's not worth it, man. It's not worth it.
Something needs to give. Like, either you delay it or you like strip down the package so you're not charging a premium price point for something that has been notably stripped back. Like you said, like Call of Duty, Black Ops Cold War, you could tell that it, you know, there was more that should have been in that game. And I think that, yeah, for me, if I was them and I still want to hit all my advertising marks and all my sponsorship deals and everything else, then it's the price point that changes, and it's the size of the Call of Duty that is then expected alongside that price point. And you can still, you know, you can still hit your marks and release content over time. You've still got a whole year's worth of, you know, time to fill anyway. So maybe that's something that changes. But let us know what you think down in the comments below. The idea of what does Call of Duty even look like in 2021? And would you care if the game got delayed, considering it's been like a decade and a half of solid annual releases to this point? For now, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com.
I've been Josh from WhatCulture.com.
And we'll catch you next time.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.